This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began to crystallize what we learned from doing a 3C biographical study of the life of Mark. Let's continue developing applications we can make based on what we learned. Paul was not at all interested in taking Mark on a second missionary journey because he had deserted him and Barnabas on their first journey. After others had taken Mark under their wing and mentored him, he became a useful partner in the work of building God's kingdom and the church. It took maturity and grace for Paul to publicly affirm Mark when writing Timothy, asking him to bring Mark with him to Rome, because he is helpful, or as the King James Version puts it, profitable to be in my ministry, 2 Timothy 4:11. It takes maturity and grace to affirm someone who you previously rejected or put down. I'm confident Mark responded positively when Timothy asked him to join him in going to Paul in prison in Rome. It takes maturity and grace to respond positively to one who previously rejected or put you down. Mark was willing to go with Barnabas to Cyprus after Paul rejected him. After spending time with Barnabas, he was taken under the wing of Peter. Mark learned from both of these men and likely others whom he met. From this you learn, when one leader rejects you, find another willing to be your mentor. We are a part of the body of Christ, the church, which is designed for members to help each other. And even more important, never forget, only God knows what you are capable of and how to get you there. So trust God and press on in your life and ministry.